We thought we had friends, but we don't have friends. So we found some controversial comedians. Now no one will watch TV with us together.
Welcome to the first episode of
No One Will Watch TV with Us.
This is very exciting.
Was that too loud?
No, it was perfect. It was just loud enough. And it is not evidence of why no one will watch TV with us. You're going to talk about shows that we're obsessed with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shows that no one else will watch with us. Not because we're not cool.
Not at all.
For various reasons, no one will watch with each of us.
Yes. First season, we're going to be watching Sex and the City. And right. Ethan, you kind of chose Sex and the City.
So I saw all of Sex and the City about a year ago, and it totally changed my life. It taught me a lot about women, a lot about the dating world, a lot about New York City, and there was this situation where I would always be hanging out with Lillian Tanner. Say hi, Lillian.
Hi, I'm Lillian Tanner.
And I'd be like, Lillian, oh my god, this is like that thing that happens in Sex and the City. And Lillian would say,
I've never seen Sex and the City.
And I'd say, Lillian, you're a disgrace to your gender.
Wow.
So,
and I would say,
So I thought, as a woman, Lil has got to see the show.
And I thought, we better bring another woman on this podcast.
That's exactly what went down.
That's where I come in, y'all. And Emily Austin, I've seen this show before, but only on E! News Network. The E! Network, pop of culture, censored, out of order. I know basically everything that happens, but I have never watched it all in order, so I'm excited.
Ooh.
Basically, how we decided that this podcast is going to work is each season will be dedicated to a show that one of us picks. Ethan has gotten to choose the show for the first season of our podcast.
Because I'm a man.
Obviously.
No, Jesus Christ. We're just giving you a preview into
what's to come.
What a disaster.
We're going to go through the entire series of Sex and the City over the course of this first season. And I know you're thinking, that's a lot of episodes.
And you 96, are
96, to be exact. Plus two
correct.
Movies.
So the way this is going to work is we've kind of, for each season, we've picked the landmark episodes, the ones that we feel like we can't go without having a longer conversation about. The in-between episodes, every week, you're going to get one or two five-minute recaps. Those are super fucking fun. So the first season, we're going to talk about a lot of the episodes because it's much shorter than the other seasons, and I think it really lays the groundwork.
Mm-hmm. It's also because we didn't come up with this idea until
later.
I was trying to be a fucking professional. But
I like to give you guys an behind-the-scenes look. The first episode is called Pilot.
Oh,
yeah, I think that's right. Yeah,
yeah. They all get their license. I've never seen this show, so that's what I'm assuming.
Carrie's a pilot.
This sounds like a fun
show.
She
gives it all up to be a sex columnist.
So going in, I'm curious to get your ladies' opinions on what you know about the show thus far, especially Lillian, having never seen it, but obviously there's a lot of pop culture references.
Yeah.
They say, you know, every woman is like fits into one of these archetypes.
Yeah, to be a woman, you have to be one of these four women, or else you're you know, disqualified.
Yeah.
things I know. I would say I definitely know fashion. I know Cosmos. I know that the city is the fifth character.
Yes. Maybe I will end up liking some people that I didn't think I liked before. Or maybe I will end up hating them more. Who could that be in reference to?
Can't wait for you to hate Aiden.
I love Aiden!
Lillian doesn't know what that means.
No,
not at all. All
right, here we go.
Let's talk.
Season one.
So we just watched the pilot.
Yeah.
We did.
What an episode.
There's a lot of plot in this episode, which I guess is like standard for a pilot.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I don't know really where it goes from here, but I felt like there were a lot of events.
A lot of introductions.
Yes.
A lot of getting to know the characters.
And a weird format that they like.
Yes.
Don't ever use
the
again.
Soliloquies have got to stop.
Yeah, the like Carrie talking to the camera.
Oh my god.
I just don't think it's used very well because like The Office wasn't out yet, right? So we didn't have that format of like someone doing like a talking head.
Right. Yeah. Well, it also like in The Office, it's like framed as like This is a documentary. Yeah. Like, there's a reason.
Should we just watch The Office? Should we just talk about The Office?
Sorry, cancel. Delete.
But she, like, there's that one scene where she's on the phone with Charlotte, and she's, like, looking down, talking to Charlotte, and then she'll look up at the camera, but not really put the phone down. So it's like, oh, I guess Charlotte can't hear the mean thing she's saying about her, even though she's still, like, on the phone with her.
I was and gonna waiting. Say, I have some thoughts on how Carrie talked about her friends, but you should start from the top.
Yeah,
nipples.
The opening credits, nipples were big.
Nipples were big, skirts were big.
I love it. But it honestly feels more like New York City than any of the other parts of the rest of the show, because I think, like, the rest of the show is so kind of, like, escapism. Like, they have these huge apartments, and that's, like, how many of us have been walking down the street and been like, I'm feeling myself. I look so good. You're doing your cool New York walk. You're feeling your outfit, and then you get, like, splashed by a bus.
That's happened.
Or, like, spit
every day.
That happens a lot.
Like, that is really... I don't know if that really matches the tone of the show, but it really resonates.
I feel like
it does.
I feel like the theme song, you watch that, you know exactly what you're getting into.
Yeah. It's also the only theme song I can think of off the top of my head that only shows, like, one character. I feel like theme songs generally are, like clips of this character, clips of this character. It's just Carrie walking down the street. You know?
Damn. Well, it does show another character. New York City herself.
She's there. She's always there.
She's there. She's a part of it.
Oh, man.
She's the fifth character.
I'm already done with this.
I love that the first scene in this isn't Carrie, right? Wow. We don't see Carrie for, like, a bit.
This
we see this
strange
woman.
British Australian.
Wait,
woman.
Her British accent.
Sounds more Australian.
But it's truly horrible. But I'm wondering, is that because she is Australian? Or is it because she's American and does not know how to do a British accent? Because she's clearly a model and not an actress.
The sky's the limit.
Yeah. Like, they were like, you should do a British accent if you can. And she interpreted that as like, okay, in some lines I will try to do a British accent. In most I will not.
I will attempt.
She was like, oh, have you ever been to London before? But that was the way she said it.
I want your guesses on if she's American and just badly doing a British accent. She's Australian or she's actually British.
I think she's Australian.
When I watched it, I thought she was American.
She's Australian.
Oh!
Her name is Sarah Winter. I'm not commenting on her acting at all. I'm just saying that was weird that they chose that. Yeah. They also could have just as easily
They could have just
her.
Said a they could have Australian. Just
or just hired a British extra. I don't understand.
It doesn't make any sense. But that whole sequence was very silly.
Yeah. I didn't think it was necessary. I do want to talk about how this guy totally ghosted her, though.
Well, in, like, the most insane way. And, like, because people nowadays will ghost, like, after, like, a first date, or if they're terrible after, like, a few dates, people will, like, ghost people, meaning, like, not responding to their texts or calls.
Yeah.
They viewed a house together. Yeah, it's nuts.
He saw her, and it was, like, a bunch of times in, like, 2 weeks. He was, like... They were hot and heavy for 2 weeks.
They walked. They looked at that kids. House. Yeah, he was like, "We're." He's
like, "Not
any kids?
Yet."
Yeah.
So he's a sociopath, right? This isn't like a normal dating experience.
I would have liked to have gotten his perspective.
No.
Maybe she did something we don't know.
They look at that house.
No. Right.
You're just trying to start shit right now.
No,
I don't know what the
agree.
Timeline
it's,
of that relationship
no, it
was.
It was pretty shitty. Okay. I think there's also something to be said about ghosting culture in a time before text messages.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Right?
Ooh, voicemails.
Voicemails. Screening calls.
Could you block a number before?
Probably,
but maybe you had to, like, call the phone company and it was a whole thing. Like, it just wasn't worth it.
The police? I don't know.
Yeah.
You had to call the police if you wanted to ghost someone and be like, hey, can you block this number?
I can't remember. There's just a lot going on right now. I can't talk to him.
I just can't.
But I have an important call coming, so I can't just not answer the phone.
I'm just, like, really quirky and weird, and I just can't do it right
now. I told her we were going to buy a townhouse together, and now I'm just like, ugh. And I'm like, I don't have elsewhere.
What if he's like, I just don't have the money for it right now, and I can't tell her?
Oh my gosh, so vulnerable. He was trying to live up to, like, society's standards for, like, men being the breadwinner.
He only made $2 million a year.
Oh yeah, they did say that.
These people are so rich.
They're so insanely rich. And it's not really explained, like, how... Like,
Miranda, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand her
I guess Charlotte is, like,
She works at an art
gallery.
She
looks at art.
Yeah.
That should pay.
That she's just a beautiful white woman who looks at art.
Mm-hmm. That pays well.
I think that...
Doesn't
I don't think it does.
Well, she...
it was the 90s.
Yeah, when she was looking at painting, she was giving, like, an estimate on it. So I think she, like, she knows her shit.
I think in general, it's... I was surprised how quickly... I thought maybe... Because I haven't watched the pilot ever. How quickly the money disparity of, like, reality versus the show came in. Because right after the part with, like, our lovely Australian woman and the ghost man... it's like the montage.
It was never real.
This is a sci-fi series. It comes to that montage of like the women walking down the street, and she's like, "They will spend $4,000 on a pair of strappy Manola Blahniks." And I was
yes.
like, "No,
I don't know any it's woman. True.
I don't know any women that do that.
No, I spend $50 on a pair of shoes, and I'm like, what have I done?"
You're like in a guilt spiral for like a week.
I believe that these people exist. I just don't know them.
Yeah,
I would think we need to have one of those women as a guest on the show. Oh my god,
that would be
a rich
one of those a rich shoe
if
girl.
If you're listening and you have a closet full of Manola Blahniks,
strappy sandals.
They better be strappy as hell. You need to get in contact with us.
No matter the weather, they need to be strappy. If it's raining she's still got to come here in her strappy ass sandals.
Oh, doesn't Manola Blahnik make like boots?
I have no idea.
Or is this thing like strappy?
I truly don't know.
Truly have never even thought about buying a pair of those shoes.
I feel like the stores that they shop in are stores that I look at as like museums almost, where like you walk in and you're like,
and there
these
are like
things
three
look so nice.
Things on the wall.
Yes.
But, it's like, these are the three things that we sell, but one of them is the cost of your rent for a year.
Yes. Then we get into like meeting all these like
the introduction.
Men, yeah.
Oh, the men. The toxic bachelors.
Yes. And they all have toxic bachelor underneath their name.
Except for Skipper.
Oh, yeah. Skipper, who I wrote down as Scooter, because...
Same thing.
I don't know. He seemed scooty.
Yeah.
I feel like...
Stop dragging your ass on the carpet.
Why would they... The names. Is this a good time to talk about the names?
Oh, the names of the men. Kurt Harrington.
Yes.
Skipper Johnston.
Yes.
And Capote Duncan.
Capote Duncan. What a name. How did you spell it when you wrote it down?
Capote like Truman Capote. C-A-P-O-T-E.
How did you... I put a D in it.
Like Capody?
Yeah.
C-Y. Like Cody, but with a
no,
with a po in there.
C-A-P-O-D-Y is what she has
Capody.
Written on her paper. That's like a cat's name. That's so funny. Michael Patrick King's sitting at his computer and he's like, oh boy, do I have a couple of doozy names. He was, after we met the Toxic Bachelors, which were a lot... Yes, Miranda.
Miranda in that hot bar. She's holding that chicken wing in this tongs.
Holding the chicken. But then did you notice when she's sitting?
It's a salad.
It's a salad.
With chicken wings. You guys have all been to hot bars. You live in New York. Mm-hmm. Would you ever get the chicken wings there? Because I would not.
I'm pretty brave when it comes to food. I'll pretty much eat anything.
I don't know if I'd get the chicken wings from a hot bar.
Sorry, I would. I have. There's one right by our work.
Toss them on a salad.
I just think that is like the epitome of like the beginning of Miranda being the only like actually realistic character on this show is like the idea that you go out to lunch and you're like, I'm going to get a salad. And then you see the fried chicken on the hot bar and you're like, I'm also going to have a piece of fried chicken. Like, it's good.
I just
love that that's the first time we see her.
Yes.
I think she's like, I'm hungry.
She's like, I'm a woman who actually eats food.
Yeah.
I also liked Charlotte's haircut, and that's pretty much all I have to say about my first impression of Charlotte.
Charlotte's very pretty. We have that scene where it's Miranda's birthday
for the first time. Cosmos
and transvestites.
Lillian and I work at the same restaurant.
Yes, we do.
And we have Cosmos. Mm-hmm. That we serve on the happy hour.
Yes.
And I always bring up Sex and the City when I'm like, oh, yeah. Sell them. I'm like, come on, guys, Sex and the City, let's bring it back. It's like, people lose their minds over it still.
Yes.
Like, they're like, oh my god, should we be bad?
Should we get Cosmos? It's essentially like a chilled vodka cranberry.
Yes.
Yeah.
But with like a
that
little...
comes in a fun glass.
Yeah.
It makes you feel like you're on Sex and the City.
It transports you.
Mm-hmm. The Sex and the City industrial complex.
It's true. Because really, I think the only thing about Sex and the City that does not hold up today is just the phones.
Just the phones?
Why? What else? Everything else. That's all. That's New York, man. I see that shit all the time.
Whoa. We're going to have a lot.
The only thing is the phones?
Yes.
I would also say the outdated ideas of, like, men and women and their relationships and sex.
Oh, but that never really changes.
The clothes?
That fashion's coming back right now.
Not all of it.
Tutus? Yeah. I've seen Lillian in her tutu before.
The tutu is above reproach. We've already stated that. The opening credits are... cannot
they
be
live in their own universe.
Sure. All right, so we also meet Samantha at this
point. Yes. She's the one that doesn't have an introduction at the beginning.
Yeah, interesting.
I noticed that.
She gets her introduction at the bar, holding a Cosmo.
Yeah. I do think that scene where it's the four of them at Miranda's birthday,
yes.
I think that just, like, sets, like, they wrote two sentences about each of these women, and they, in that scene, like, nailed that hard. And they were like, Samantha, she'll sleep around with anyone. She's a business lady. Miranda, she doesn't care about men. She likes to start a fight with men. She is a business lady. Charlotte, she's nice and likes love. She's a business lady.
Carrie is most definitely not a business lady.
I will say, I thought this scene was, like, kind of compelling. Because, like, I don't know, they were, like, at a drag bar and, like... I liked it. It was the only time I actually liked everybody in the episode.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because all the other times I was like, I hate everyone. I hated everyone this whole episode except for this scene. And I think that that's, like, building the foundation that, like, the relationship between the four women is, like, the thing that holds the show together. Yeah. In my opinion.
Hmm.
Is like that? Do you disagree?
They are terrible when they're around men.
No, yeah, pretty much. But no, I don't.
What is your opinion? What do you think the foundation of the show?
When I watched the first episode, for the first time, I was like, I don't want to keep going.
Good thing you did.
I kept going. Yeah. It doesn't get good until like episode 5.
Okay. Oh boy, I don't think I've ever seen like these first 5 episodes.
There's a reason.
I just come in halfway through the e-marathon.
At the birthday dinner, Samantha says something.
Did we write down the same thing?
Maybe. Is it the equal luxury of treating men like sex objects?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. It was something about, like, you know, like, the way men treat women like sex objects. Not that I've ever done that.
I think that's a valid thing. I wrote down that she said, the right guy is an illusion.
Oh.
Oh.
Which I kind of thought was, like, the most actual, like...
Whoa.
It's like an empowered thing. The right guy is an illusion. And she was like, just go out and live your life. Like, stop waiting for this, like, imaginary husband to come and, like, fill that hole.
There are all these, like, woke Charlotte memes out there now.
Yes.
But I think Samantha...
Okay, I was like, I didn't see that in this
episode. Well, they're not real. They're not real things. Yeah, yeah. She said it's just over pictures.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But Samantha, to me, is, like, the philosopher of the group. She knows what's up. She's been around the block. She gets men, and she gets women, and she gets sex.
Yeah.
And she gets the city.
Oh, she gets it.
She gets it.
I got that, too. Like, she definitely has a very, like, yeah, she definitely is, like, one of the strongest personalities, I think. Like, she knows who she is.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte seems like the most underdeveloped character to me right now. It just seems like they put, like, a pretty girl who likes love, and that's her thing.
And who won't have sex on the first date. That was, like, her real... That was the crux of her character.
At the beginning, one of the most underdeveloped.
Yeah.
Like, they put her in as, like, a foil for the other women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She gets pretty complex. They all get very complex.
Definitely.
So their challenge this week, which is kind of like what it is, their challenge this week is to have sex like a man.
Right.
Yes.
I hope that's how it is every week. Carrie's like, so our challenge this week.
It kind of is. There's always the... there's, like, her... We had the shot of, like, her sitting at her computer and, like, typing and being, like... And I had to wonder, what did she say? Has the romance fled the co-op? The chickens...
Oh, yes.
Oh.
The chickens fled the co-op? Like, coop? Funny pun, Carrie.
It was good. It was good.
It was good.
Within, like, that middle section, they hit all the tropes. Like, women at a gay bar, mm-hmm. the gay BFF eating ice cream out of a tub.
They're like, these are women.
It's like, what do single women do?
I do, like, they had a gigantic cake for, like, the four of them, and they're just, like, shoving it in the whole time. They're like, these are just women who being women.
Women being women, eating everything they want, and somehow staying literally tiny.
Yeah.
Now, how do we feel about this women having sex like men thing? The size. Tell us.
So the idea of having sex like men is having sex without feeling.
Right. And I think, so like the experiment, the real experiment was Kurt Harrington.
Well, that didn't go very well in my opinion.
It did not.
It seemed to go well, though.
Well,
he did the stuff to her, and then he was like, do the stuff to me, and she was like, nah.
Yeah, but then later, club, he was like, finally we're on the same page, and you see in Carrie's face where she was like, well, fuck.
Yeah. She's like, it doesn't bother them like it bothers us.
But I also just think,
I think this is kind of the beginning of something that I was thinking. I can't tell if the show sometimes, and this is something that I believe continues into later seasons, if they're reinforcing, like, bullshit that, like, men believe about themselves, like, they're like, oh, I just, like, I gotta have sex, like, men have sex without feelings, like, and women are not capable of doing that, if they're reinforcing it or they're satirizing it. I have a hard time telling, like, where the show lands on it, because I do think even the whole idea of having sex like a man is kind of odd.
Well, at least in this episode, it's pretty cut down the middle, I think,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
We find that maybe Carrie is just a person that can't do that. Sure. Charlotte's definitely a person that can't do that.
Sure.
But Samantha can.
Sure.
And Miranda, I think, showed that she can, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But are they breaking, like, are they intentionally, like, breaking it down, being like, there is no such thing as having sex as a man. There's just, like, different kinds of people.
See, this is what I love about Sex and the City, though. I feel like they, and because through these four different women, they don't generalize like that. Yeah. They're saying that what works for Carrie isn't going to work for Samantha. What works for Charlotte isn't going to work for Miranda.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we're assuming that women are so two-dimensional that they're one of these people and only one of these people, then we get both sides.
Don't forget, guys, you can also be the city.
Lady Lady herself. Which one is she?
I had someone tell me once she was like, Carrie Sun, Samantha Moon, Charlotte Rising. And I was like, that doesn't mean fucking anything.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's crazy.
I was like, I think you're just Carrie.
Having sex like a man, what does that mean? I'm thinking, like, almost maybe what they were saying is, like, having sex like a man isn't having sex without feelings. It's just, like, being in it for yourself and, like, asserting what you want without worrying about the other person.
Yeah.
Which can be, like, a good thing and a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's not about having sex with no feelings. It's about, like, taking ownership of, like, what you want and deserve.
Mm-hmm. Is that fun, though, if it's all one-sided?
Well, I think it's got to be, you know, worked out right in the beginning. Like,
so,
hey,
like, we're about to have sex. This is all about me right now.
I think that maybe women, quote unquote, having sex like men.
I thought you were like, women.
No. Women outside of the quotes and then having sex like men in the quotes. Like, maybe it's, it would even be, like, better because, like, they would be more upfront about it. Like, the men on the show seem to think that, like, they can't be upfront about what they want out of the situation.
The men on the show all seem very dumb. Skipper Johnson?
Capote Duncan. Oh!
Capote Duncan. Oh, Capote Duncan was very forthright.
Yeah, maybe I take that back. The men on the show are pretty fucking upfront.
The men on the show are
unrealistically upfront.
Except for Ghost Man.
Except for Ghost Man. He was not up front.
Oh, Ghost Man.
I don't want to skip over how Carrie said the word pussy to Skipper.
And he went, ew!
And he, like, freaked out. Yeah. And I was like, yes!
And then she just has the biggest smile on her face.
She loved it.
She's like, this is the first time someone said pussy on HBO.
So here's my thing. Skipper, to me, is a very important, as forgettable as he is, and so forgettable, in fact, that they forget to keep him in the show a couple seasons from now. He's a very important archetype, because he's that nice guy that is just too nice for his own good, well, and isn't getting nowhere because he's so nice. And he's so nice that when he talks about how nice he is and says, "I have feelings," the response is, "Are you gay?"
Yeah, that wasn't great on Carrie. That wasn't great on Carrie.
But I do
think...
So
how do we feel about nice guys?
I like nice guys, but I don't like the
self-pity.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Generally, in, like, the real world, now, in, like, the modern era, I think it's, like, a little more understood that guys who refer to themselves as, like, the nice guy are maybe not nice guys.
Yeah, and I think if you are, like, I mean, I'm just such a nice guy. It's just, like, you are so, like, in your own self-pity is what it sounds like. Mm. Where it's just, yeah, like... No one likes me, and I'm doing all these great things. I have no problems, clearly, because I'm so great.
So you right. can't say you're nice.
Yeah, just be nice.
I think that the idea, like, when guys talk about how nice they are, it is, not to go really dark, but it's, like, that whole kind of, like, incel mentality. Hey, I'm being nice to you, and so, like, by me being nice to you, you owe me something. Instead yeah. of just being nice because that's who you are mm-hmm. and you respect women and treat them with respect, you're doing it to get this kind of, like, prize reward, that you believe yeah. you're owed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I do kind of, honestly, like, if this show was made now, like, Skipper would literally be, like, an incel.
Probably, yeah.
Like, he's, like...
He said it's been a year. It would have been, I've never had sex.
Right, like, yeah. it would have yeah. just be, like, it would be, like, it's that, it's kind of, like, an entitlement. And I don't think that that's in Skipper.
And I do think that is, like, such a, like, trope of men. Like, I remember even, yeah. like, in high school, guys being like, well, nice guys finish last. Mm. And, like, there's all this stuff about it where yeah. it's just like, well, no one likes nice guys. And it's like, yes, I only like nice guys. Like, I don't like people treating me like garbage.
What do you think about this?
As a straight white man,
lost a lot of viewers.
Bye. Farewell.
Well, we'll bring in some diverse guests. It's not my fault. I'm straight and white, all right? I can't control that.
The diversity levels of the show.
In the dating world, mm-hmm. I have done little, I'll call them experiments, like Carrie has. No.
Your challenge of the week.
But just experiments in which
I'm going to have sex like a man.
You know, I will be what is, in my view, pretty rotten to someone.
Why?
Like, not texting them back.
As an experiment or because you're not into them?
No, like, as an experiment, because...
That's worse.
Well, why is that worse? No, because...
You can't experiment with women. We're people.
She's doing it with guys.
That's a TV show.
You don't think women experiment with men?
That's a TV show.
You don't think women experiment with men?
Full disclosure to our many, many listeners,
the New York dating world is terrible.
I've been in a relationship for a very long time, so I'm probably being more judgmental than I need to be.
I was in a relationship for a very long
time.
That's
fair.
And I'm learning how to not be in a relationship again, which, you know, I've got to experiment to figure out.
Human subjects?
Can I just finish what I was saying?
Fine.
So, or maybe it's not rotten or mean, but maybe it's just, like, cavalier and just, like,
ooh,
sort of disinterested.
Cool mean.
Yeah, like, cool mean, you know? When I've been like that, it's been so much more interested than when I've been texting them and being like, hey, how's it going today? What are you doing? You want to do something this weekend? That usually results in a ghost.
Maybe that kind of, like, reaction has more to do with, like, what place, like, those women are in. Because, like, probably the women who are responding to, like, cold yeah. and, like, not talking to them. That's not how you, like, start building a lasting relationship.
Totally. I had one who I was... You know, we have plans to hang out again. Before the plans, I'd just be like, hey, how's your day going? Mm-hmm. Her response was, I think we're on different pages.
I don't know. I, like, that's a lot to me.
Yeah, it's yeah. just like,
but
you
I also
never know what's
say...
going on in people's lives, people's yeah. heads.
Anyway.
Okay,
back to the show.
We're at Club Chaos, guys.
Club Chaos. I also love that they're in their 30s and they go to this club every weekend.
Yeah. And Carrie.
And just everyone happens to be there. Everyone that we've met this week just happens to be there.
It's like the bar from Cheers. Where, except for, what did she say? Except for people are more likely to forget your name.
Yeah.
No, this is, there's a woman with a lampshade on her head.
Yeah.
This is nothing like the bar no. from Cheers.
It's a bar.
They have
I
alcohol.
Think that's the similarity she was going for.
It's in a city.
Ted Danson might have been there.
This is our second time seeing Big.
Mm. Oh, okay. So first time we see Big.
On the street after she has sex.
The condoms.
She didn't drop a couple condoms. She dropped like a package of condoms. Yeah.
Why does she have so many in her tiny, tiny purse?
She's prepared.
She didn't even have a wallet in there.
It's unrealistic. It is unrealistic.
It's unrealistic. When I bring like a tiny purse instead of a backpack out, like for a day in New York, I literally am like, okay, well, am I going to bring my cell phone or my keys? Like, you have to, like, really budget the space in a small purse. And she was like, you know what I need more than wallet, keys, anything?
They didn't have cell phones.
Yeah. A pen and a notepad, because she's a writer. She's like, I just need a fucking butt ton of condoms.
Butt ton.
And
a butt ton of condoms.
And it's like, yeah, again, it's for the day. Like, that's what she planned out. For the day. You know
what?
One would be understandable.
Maybe three. Maybe three in case one breaks. You know.
What do you mean three?
Because she's a smart, prepared lady.
Maybe three. I think three would be a good number.
There were like 10.
I don't even carry that many tampons around, you know? And then Big picks them up.
He was a champ.
And the first thing she's like, he doesn't have a wedding ring on. As this means picking up her garbage off the street.
She's just standing there staring
and
at his
left hand.
And
he's just thinking, why isn't she helping me pick up her things?
In a very Alec Baldwin-esque way. And we know how I feel about Alec Baldwin.
As one of these characters said, women just want to date Alec Baldwin. I don't think is true anymore.
I don't want to date him. But I have a weird thing. Oh, man. Alec.
I feel like this is going to come up more than once.
Yeah, especially if we can get him on the show.
I pretty much guarantee it's going to come up more than once. Alec, if you're out there, it's me. We met one time. I'm not going to say where. You touched my arm. It was great. Get in touch, okay, baby?
So Rat Chaos, Big is there.
Yes.
Samantha's into him because she reminds him of Donald Trump.
He is the next Donald Trump. Gross.
Oof.
Gross.
Boy, talking about things that have not aged
yeah,
well.
Right? Yeah.
What if they went back and, like, dubbed that part over?
That man's the next Barack Obama.
Framing your, like, main love interest for the whole series as the next Donald Trump.
Who knew? Well, who knew? How could they have known?
They could have known because people didn't like him back then either.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's always
that was
gross.
But it was pre,
the pussy tape.
It was pre-pussy tape. It was pre-presidency. It was pre, what the fuck was that? The Apprentice.
Let's not pretend like he's ever been.
He's always been.
He's never been redeeming. But this was like.
But he has become worse.
Yeah.
Oof. Oh, Carrie talks about her friends in a mean way.
Yeah, she does.
She said that. Yeah. Samantha has a deluded self-confidence. I was like, Jesus Christ.
I caught that too, and I was like, wow, that's pretty shitty.
She also, I remember, she like basically said Miranda was like a heartbeat. She was like, Miranda feels this way about all men. She just writes off every man that talks to her because she's a fucking man-hating feminist.
Basically, that's what she said.
She sets
up Skipper and Miranda, and she says it's not going to work out.
She says Miranda's going to hate him.
Yeah.
Why?
It's like real messed up.
Carrie's kind of a bitch in this first episode.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Carrie's not great in this first episode.
No.
No. The Skipper Miranda, that was probably my favorite part of the episode.
It's a great...
I loved
it. It's a
it.
Great relationship.
They're drinking, like, margaritas, like... in a martini glass.
It's just green Cosmos. Every drink on this show is a Cosmo, even if it's beer. It's, Cosmo.
It's a beer Cosmo. And she is just giving him the hardest time.
She is.
She
it's
is
so funny.
This
it's
poor
so
kid.
Funny.
I love it.
When she's like, women can either be beautiful or interesting. And he's trying to say, like, you're beautiful and interesting. He's like, but you're beautiful. She's like, oh, so I'm not interesting. And he's like, no, you're interesting. Oh, so I'm not beautiful. And I'm like...
It's just like, what do you want from me?
I know, I loved it.
I love it.
She kept calling him Skippy, too.
Skippy, yeah. Very, just destructive.
She has really high standards, and I find it wonderful.
Yeah.
She deserves a great man.
Oh, she's the best.
I love... One of the things I love that she says... she says that she has a theory that men hate beautiful women because they're the girls that turn them down in high school. Couldn't be more accurate.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Cool. We just lost, like, another...
Make it
possible. I feel like I have a lot of male friends. Is it because I'm not very beautiful? That's so sad.
Are you saying we're not?
I'm a Miranda, and I've never said...
This is one of those things that we have to ask one of our male guests about.
If they hate beautiful women?
No, yeah. I mean... Well, don't take it. That's kind of like a literal interpretation.
Let's find a really, really roundabout way.
I wouldn't say hate. I would say when I meet like a really beautiful woman now,
You did say that the other night.
The other night, I'm out with my friend. We meet up with his friend and his friend's girlfriend, who is this uncomfortably beautiful woman. She was so beautiful that I was so uncomfortable and I had to leave. I told him, I said, Phil, the next time you invite me somewhere and there's someone like this here, you need to warn me. I can't just walk into this situation.
I normally would like have a lot to say about this and be like, you should have talked to her. She's just a person.
Oh,
Yesterday, this hot dude came into the restaurant that I work at. And do you remember the guy at table 19?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. And, like, I could tell he was, like, maybe I did this to make myself feel better. He seemed, like, kind of a dum-dum. Like, wasn't very, like, friendly when he, like, ordered for me. But yeah. I truly was
had
just,
the gazpacho.
I couldn't even, like, function.
Right?
It's I was difficult. Like, he was like, is the gazpacho good? And I was like, you want avocado? I was like literally turned into a party clown. It was ridiculous. It's fine.
He's out there listening like, wait, I sat at table 19.
He was like, wait, I thought she was cool.
Nope, there's no way that God. Ugh.
I remember once I was in an elevator with my ex-girlfriend at the time and this beautiful...
At the time she was your ex-girlfriend?
She was my girlfriend. And this beautiful Australian woman walked in and... but she was like my neighbor.
Was she actually Australian or did they just hire? No,
she was actually Australian and she had an Australian shepherd.
Oh wow.
And they walk in, and they walk into the elevator and the dog's like jumping on me and I'm like, hi. The woman's like talking about nothing like flirtatious, just like neighborly chatter. And I'm talking to her, and then she leaves, and my girlfriend just goes, you are so uncomfortable around attractive women. Wow. And I was like, fuck.
Correct.
She read it. She read it. Yeah. She read you. She wrote you.
She wrote
drag. It's a drag race.
Then later with Miranda and Skippy, there's that weird kiss. The alley kiss. Where she does a cheek kiss.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'm out of here.
Peace out. He grabs and kisses her, and then she's like, okay, let's do this.
Yeah. What I mean, 180.
Well, I guess I get that. He took some initiative.
You get one shot to be aggressive.
That's hot. Yeah. I thought it was hot.
Yeah.
But if it's not received, you gotta walk away.
You gotta walk away immediately. Yeah.
The entire night, like, she was, like, the powerhouse, and then she kind of liked that he, like, stepped up to the plate, I think.
Yeah.
As a woman who tends to like to be in, like, control... And I have, like, in my relationship, I'm, like, the person who's, like, I'm the boss.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, sometimes I like it when my boyfriend is, like, no, this is what we're doing. I'm, like, oh, what? Wow. I like it. Because, like, I know I could get the power back whenever I want. It's mine. But... it's kind of nice to
it's
have
like,
somebody...
I'll let him play.
It's like he's like a little kitty, and he just, like, snatched it out of my hands, like, a little more aggressively than I expected. And I'm, like, ooh... sorry.
Then. Talk about the fragile male ego. I wonder why it's so fragile.
I wouldn't even care. I'll tell him about it later. He'll love it. Oh, man. Dumb Charlotte's date.
Dumb Charlotte.
Not that she's dumb, but sweet, sweet.
But the date was dumb.
The date was
bad. Did they go to the Met
Gala? It was
a
wonderful... Yeah, I think they were at the Met.
Were they at the Met Gala?
Oh.
The Met Gala?
The Gala? If a man takes you to the Met Gala...
you must sleep with him immediately.
I mean, honestly, if any man ever took me to the Met Gala, I would do pretty much anything. That's like an exclusive.
Yeah. I know, I've been.
You've been to the Met Gala?
Of course I've been to the Met Gala.
Are you joking?
You haven't?
No, don't lie. No, I'll die.
No lies on the podcast.
No lies on the podcast.
You've been to the Met Gala?
Of course, why? It's the event of the year.
You have not been to the Met Gala.
You're lying.
So, they leave the gala.
It might possibly be the Met Gala.
They're in full-length dresses, everyone.
Yeah. I loved that dress she was wearing.
It was a very nice dress.
The fashion is, like, one of my favorite parts of the show.
Yeah.
When it's good, when it's bad, I love it.
Miranda's bad fashion is...
it's bad, the best.
Oh, it gets...
you think you've seen bad.
No, she obviously looked very sharp this episode. Yeah, Miranda episode.
Do you mean good, the corners of her collar? Because they were very sharp.
They were sharp as heck.
I don't mind that.
She's just wearing big. Her lawyer suit.
Yeah. A strong lapel for a strong woman.
That's right.
What did I write? We don't have to put this in the edit out, but I did write that Kurt Harrington, ew, what a piece of shit with his fucking Saturday Night Fever collar.
Yes.
He thought he was like Clint Eastwood. The worst. I hated him.
Yeah.
Okay, so they walk out of the Met Gala, and...
Hey, want to see my expensive painting?
And then she goes, what year is it? And he goes, 89.
Like,
what
it
year
was this made? The sexiest thing someone's
what
ever
year
said.
Was this made? 90? But did this pilot take place in the year 90? Was it a year after that painting was made?
But it's so impressive.
If someone is like, I have to show you my painting, and they were like, it's a 2012.
It just felt like one of those, like, ham-fisted, like, things that happen in, like, a pilot for any TV series where they're like, hey, remember, she works in an art gallery.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, she knows about paintings and dates and how important that is. It was a lot.
So 89 convinced her. That was the, yeah.
They go, they look at the painting. She's not going to have sex with him because she has to get up early in the morning.
I've got
to
go.
She's like super sly.
And he's totally cool about it. He was a gentleman.
He
was.
He said, I'll go get, no problem. I'll go get you a cab.
What are you doing Saturday night?
Having dinner with you. Ooh, like, Charlotte's got game.
Both parties could not have played this better.
Until
scoot over, I'm horny.
That was insane.
Why would he not just get
another cab?
I do think that this was a time before Uber and Lyft existed.
Yeah.
And I think it was much harder to get a cab at that time.
So, context. He's putting her in the cab, mm-hmm. and he has this little moment of, oh, there's my erection. And he says, you're going to the west side, right? Yes. Scoot over. He gets in the cab. He gives these cross streets for Club Chaos.
Club Chaos.
And she says, you're going to Chaos? And he says, I get what you're doing, and I respect it, but I really need to get laid tonight. I wrote down efficient cab ride.
Yeah. Yeah, he was like, this makes sense. You think about the environment.
At least he was green about it.
Yeah.
He may have been
an she's
asshole,
into art. She's into green. That kind of stuff.
But, like, in his head, in what world does he think, but we'll still get dinner on Saturday night?
Right? That, I would have loved to see that play out.
Yeah.
God. Just like, but like next week, yeah, we're good.
Remember next week?
Then he goes to the club and finds a lady.
Samantha.
It's freaking Samantha.
Okay, being like the socially, this is kind of a bad move on Samantha's part, in my opinion. She's like knows about like the who's who of the what's what,
mm-hmm.
knowing that Big is the next Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
She would have known Capote Duncan, and she would have known that Charlotte had gone out on a date with him. Bad friend move to go home and fuck him.
How would she know that?
Because
Charlotte
told
Carrie.
They would have talked about it.
They're four best friends. Oh, and they had plans to go to that club together tonight. Why isn't Charlotte here? Oh, she's on a date
with Capote Duncan. Yeah. Get this, the guy's name. It's crazy.
All night they would have been like, Capote.
That's the joke of the night.
Yeah. Well. Samantha goes home with him. And then he goes down on her while she's standing up.
Still wearing her dress.
Still wearing a long dress.
He just brings down the shoulder of one shoulder
no
of her
boobs
dress.
No shown.
No hiking up of the dress shown. She just looks off into the distance.
Yeah, and smiles.
While she's getting eaten out with one shoulder of her dress gently falling down.
She's probably still wearing her heels.
At least she would have to, like, I don't know, squat.
She's like, all right, let me get it.
Yeah, like a long.
The logistics of the sexual escapades on this show are questionable at best.
That's true. There's some funny sex stuff in this show.
Yeah.
Oh, they did the classic when Carrie and Kurt Dickerson, or what was his name?
Kurt Harrington.
Kurt Harrington. I'm
Kurt
close.
Dickerson.
He's a dick. When they did that thing where you like fall back.
Yeah.
Where were you?
Someone
where
just
are you
like
falling back
spritzed
from?
Her.
Yeah, it was a lot. Oh, so then Samantha fucks that guy. And Carrie gets a ride home from Big.
Yeah.
Oh, because her only two options for getting home are getting a cab or walking.
They didn't have a subway in the 90s.
The subway didn't exist.
No, not in the 90s.
Only Cosmos.
They don't know each other. There was never a, hello, I'm Carrie, hello, I'm Big.
No.
they maybe remember each other from the street, but if someone helps me pick something up on the street, I'm not going to remember who they are.
Hey, but it's chemistry, though, man. I don't know.
If they were really hot.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like if Table 19 or Alec Baldwin did it. I'd remember.
Oh my god, it's Table 19.
I'd be like, oh my god, holy shit.
Hey, you want to ride? Oh, yes, yeah. I do Table 19.
Those are my condoms, Table 19.
He talks like they've been in a 5-year relationship.
He gets her. He's so fucking wise.
And he'll say things to her like, you're not that kind of girl.
Ugh.
And I'm like, you don't know.
He just knows her.
He doesn't.
Like, I can see her being into it, but like, I was like, if somebody said this to you in real life, would you actually be like, horny for it? Or would you be like, maybe ew, gross, don't talk about me, dude.
If you were in a car with Alec Baldwin and that's you different. Did something and he said, you're not that kind of girl.
If you were in the car with the next Donald Trump, i.e. Baron Trump.
And Baron said, you're not that kind of girl.
I'd be like, take me to the tower.
Oh my god. Well, that's the end of the podcast.
Like it when you make Baron Trump.
No, we're going to get eaten alive.
Oh, I hope we get a cease and desist. I would love that.
Oh, wow.
But he says to her, like, you've never been in love before.
Yeah.
And she was like,
oh. It goes all slow motion and wibbly wobbly.
Slow motion, and she was like, how did he know?
Do you think that reaction was because she was like, how did he know? Or she didn't know her very own self.
I felt like it was she didn't know her very own self. I feel like that was the first time she like admitted that she.
And it took a man to tell her.
Yeah, of course. Boy, oh boy.
But also, she's like, I mean, she's 30-something. She's over 31, we know that.
Is she?
Yeah, because she said her and Kurt Harrington, he was her mistake at 26, 29, and 31.
Yeah. I think they're like 35. 34? Mid-30s.
No. There's no way.
They said Miranda was celebrating her 30-something birthday. So yeah. That's not...
We later get an age and we can work backwards when we get there.
Okay, fair.
But that's kind of sad, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is sad.
Mm-hmm.
I also don't buy it.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. She was sleeping with Kurt Harrington the whole time. No wonder she wasn't in love.
There were definitely people in my past that I thought I was in love with, and then, like, I experienced what... I think is real love, and now I'm like, oh no, I wasn't in love. I was just young. Yeah.
Maybe.
I wonder, does it count? Okay, so like, sorry, not to get philosophical, but like, I'm thinking about that, like, thinking about somebody that I was in love with, and it's different than like love that I've been in when I've been older, but I still wouldn't say, I wouldn't be like, oh, I wasn't in love just because like it was, it's different. Than the kind of love that I'm in currently.
Yeah.
That's perhaps. A good, yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. I feel like Carrie should give herself a little more credit just because you maybe haven't, like, been in love with, like, somebody who pulls up in his car and, like, says things about you the first time that he met you after he picked up your condoms. Doesn't mean that, like, other relationships you've been in are, like, shit forever. I don't know. I don't buy that he, like, changed her world with that, but whatever.
Oh, wait. I also wrote down saxophone. Like, she has that moment of, like, realizing, like, oh, I've never been in love before. It's just her frozen and then saxophone.
I would say if there's a sixth character on this show,
it's saxophone. The sax player. Whoever's playing the sax.
Oh, wait. Maybe it's Lady Liberty herself.
Oh, wow.
Playing the sax.
What a twist.
There really only are five.
The last episode, like, the last pan is just, like...
Oh,
Lady Liberty on the set. She was there along.
Shall we?
Yeah, so every week, I think we're going to do this every week.
I think we definitely should.
We're going to go around the room and figure out who we are in the context of this episode.
That's episode, this episode.
Who are you?
This episode? I think I'm a Miranda. I love that scene with her and Skipper Johnson. I related to it. I loved it. I thought it was incredible. I think she's the best character in the show so far.
Mm.
Yeah.
She killed it this episode. She killed it.
Yeah. This is hard for me because I want to say I'm a Carrie because I want to be the main character. I'm just kidding.
Every week. I'm a Carrie because I'm the protagonist of my own story.
I'm the lead of the podcast.
I booked the lead. Mom, I booked the lead this week. I am going to say I'm also a Miranda. That scene where she was, like, basically just being like, fuck this dude, I've seen it all, to Skipper, everything he said, I fully get, especially in our current administration with Mr. Big in the White House.
Mr. President Big.
I am, truly just, like, I get that feeling of, like, being a woman almost in your 30s and being like, no, next, no, absolutely not. Plus that fried chicken thing.
Incredible, yeah. Incredible.
She's an adventurous New York City eater, and so am I.
Who are you?
I'd have to say, you know, prior to being in a relationship, I would have agreed with you with Miranda, but now that I'm single and having to experiment and conduct experiments, I would say I'd have to be a Carrie this week.
You're a Carrie this week.
A Karen. I thought you were going to say you were a Samantha.
I thought you were going to say Samantha too.
What about Carrie did you like really connect with this week?
The experiments. She was like, well, maybe this week I'll try sex without emotion.
Oh, so you're just kind of like seeing like what sticks.
Maybe you should go drop some condoms on the street and you'll meet the love of your life.
Yeah.
Oh my God, one can help.
Do you want to go to Chaos?
Is that a real quote?
We gotta find out. Tune in next week.
Next week at Chaos.
Sound Club Chaos. Does that woman still have that lampshade on her head?
All right, thank you for listening. Please remember to review and subscribe and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at No One Will Watch.
Till next week,
sex it up, city bitch. No.
Stay sexy.